Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for November 20th, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Fewer and fewer days remain for Congress to pass the USMCA agreement in 2019. Washington is sending mixed messages on whether the deal can be completed this year. Some lawmakers have suggested the House stay in session an extra week, adding time to the calendar to wrap up business before Christmas. Meanwhile, last week, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said a labor deal in the USMCA was imminent. However, President Trump claimed this week that Pelosi was holding up the trade deal to gather more votes in favor of impeaching Trump. Representative Richard Neal, who chairs the Democrats' USMCA working group, last week suggested union support was within reach, adding, "We need it." AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka met with Pelosi and other Democrats on Tuesday, while also vowing during an unrelated speech not to allow Democrats to fold to core issues. The Trump administration Tuesday announced an agreement to allow U.S. rice in more markets in South Korea. Under the agreement, Korea will provide access for 132,000 tons of U.S. rice annually, with an annual value of approximately $110 million. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says the announcement will prove enormously beneficial for American producers. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says the exports are critical for the economic health of the U.S. rice industry. How are Farm Credit Associations treating farm loans on hemp? Glenn Smith, chairman and CEO of the Farm Credit Administration, told the House Agriculture Committee how loan requests by farmers for hemp production are being handled.
So far as FCAs, from our standpoint, we've put out guidelines that roughly parallel USDA's. As far as the actual loan decisions, it's up to the individual associations, and I know a lot of them are looking into it. The only cautionary statement, probably number one, is make sure there's a market. And we talked about value-added facilities and how important it is to develop those so there is a market for it, and possibly that can be a role that the system can fill.
Weather conditions for the end of November into December do not look that great. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has a look at the National Weather Service outlook for the end of the month.
Looking ahead to the week two forecast, and it takes us from November 26th right into the first 2 days of December, and it does include Thanksgiving on the November 28th. We are expecting most of the country to see near or below normal temperatures and near or above normal precipitation during the 7-day period. Greatest likelihood of cold conditions will be across the Rockies and adjacent areas of the high plains. Could be some warmth across the Gulf Coast region and the southern Atlantic coast states. In terms of wetness, broadly wetter than normal conditions nearly nationwide. Only central and southern Texas expected to be drier than normal.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture.